catch up with the Marlins closer, A.J. Ramos. And A.J., before we talk about you and the start you're off, do you want to talk about this ball club a third of the way into the season now, 54 games down, 108 to go. Obviously, this team's not where everybody expected to be. But you feel after winning a couple of series, you know, maybe the worm beginning to turn a little bit here?
Definitely. I think we're starting to pull together a little bit. And pitching's starting to come through. And also, we're starting to get some timely hitting. Yelich is starting to see the ball really well. Giancarlo has always seen it. And you got guys like Boris stepping in and really, you know, coming through, and same thing with Bacon. I mean, everybody's starting to kind of gel together, so look forward to continue that.
You go through an early season managerial change. Obviously, that's a shock to everybody. Are you kind of beyond that point now? Has everybody kind of gotten back down to business?
Definitely. I mean, there for a couple of weeks, it was tough. It was a lot of media attention. There's a lot of things, a lot of unnecessary attention. But now we got back to just playing baseball, and I think that's what we've been missing. We've been eliminating the distractions and just going out there and playing.
You can make an argument that nobody on this team has been as good as you've been from opening day right up to today. It's been a terrific start for you in every department, off to the best season of your career. What has been the difference enabling you to make this big jump forward?
I think the biggest difference is not having that arm pain. Last year, shoulder was bothering me most of the year. I was having to invent new arm angles and new ways just to throw strikes, and that was my main focus last year, is just trying to throw strikes. Whereas this year, I know I have confidence I can throw strikes at any point with any pitch. And now it's more of getting after people and going after, straight after them, and trying to get as many outs as possible. But, yeah, I'm looking to continue it and just working for it.
You closed a lot in the minor leagues, 87 saves in the minors, now closing the big league level. I asked different pitchers this question. I get different answers. To you, is pitching the ninth inning exactly the same as pitching the seventh or the eighth?
It is, if you think about it that way. I mean, that's the way I try to think about it. Because I'm always about playing the game, not the moment. If you play the moment, being a closer in the ninth inning, having to get these last outs, it might be bigger than what you expect, and you start to do things that you're not normally doing. But when you play the game, which is get three outs, get the guy that's at the plate, it's a little bit simpler, and you don't have to worry about so many other things. So I try to simplify it as much as possible, and that's what I've been able to do so far.
Do hitters approach their at-bats the ninth inning differently than maybe they do in the seventh or eighth?
It depends. Depends on who's up to bat. Sometimes, and it depends on how I'm throwing. If I'm kind of erratic when I'm warming up, they'll take a few pitches. If they see that I'm kind of spot on when I'm warming up, they'll swing at some. So it's just kind of based off of how I'm feeling and what the score is and who's up to bat.
I've heard a story, I'm not even sure if it's true, I'm going to ask you this though, about how you originally became a closer in A-ball years ago. Is it true that basically you became a closer through a mistake?
Yeah, I was in a short season. And in short season, you don't throw back-to-back. They kind of space you out. And I threw the game before, and it was the ninth inning. They wanted to get Steven Richardson, the left-handed closer, and they wanted to get him warm. And they told a Latin-speaking guy, all he heard was an R, and the only R registered in his mind was Ramos. So he goes, "Ramos, get ready." And I was kind of surprised. And so as I'm running out, Andy Haynes was the manager at the time. He kind of looked at me and was like, he kind of waved his hand and was like, "No, wait, just come on, it's too late now." And I was facing Xavier Scruggs, which then you couldn't throw him a fastball even then. And I struck him out with fastballs, ended up closing the game out. Did really well that. I was better than normal that day, and that's how they started to slot me as a closer. So
now you take over this role under, obviously, circumstances nobody liked, with Steve Cishek losing the job. What was it like watching a guy like Cishek, who you've been with for a long time, go through what he went through?
It's tough, you know. It shows that no matter who you are, if, you know, they can happen to anybody. And for Steve, it was really weird because he would start to kind of get out of it, and then he'd make one bad pitch, and they'd capitalize on it, whereas everyone else seemed like they're throwing pitches down the middle and they're just missing it. And with Steve, for whatever reason, they were hitting every mistake that he made, and it was tough to watch. Especially him being a great guy, you know, I mean, I've learned a lot from him. Learned, obviously, as soon as, you know, I was named the closer, he went and helped me out, tried to help me out, you know, and tried to give me some tips. So you definitely don't want to ever see that. And I think he's going to be back. He's going to be back, and he's going to be better than ever. So
it was hard to watch for everybody, but it's been a lot of fun to watch A.J. Ramos so far this year. A.J., thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Kyle, back to you.